Arriving. Arriving. The felt sense of arriving. Your felt sense of arriving. Wholesome, intentional, directionally aligned. Arriving. Arriving with clarity of as best you're able. You're clear. You have natural arising clarity as to what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how to do it. Here and now. Arriving. Arriving with humility, a natural humility, naturally arising humility, natural humility. An inherent, innate dignity. An established commitment to integrity in practice, based on as best I am able and the renunciations and being available. These parts of practice, this particular method of practice, all fitting together like a ball and socket joint, nose, nails needed. Natural tongue and groove. Natural, natural. Recognition, this key word, recognition. You recognize from get-go the wholesomeness. Smile when you recognize that. That's a moment of the Dhamma. Mindfulness front and center, mindfulness all around. Feeling the immediacy of this moment. The enlivening felt sense of the immediacy of the moment. Recognizing through mindfulness that you are present, that knowing is present. You are available for knowing in this moment. You are moving towards being established in availability. This moment of mindfulness, you're in the moment. It's all possible. Invigorating. And the next moment, this metric of feeling yourself available in the immediate, just now, here and now, available in real time. Not clock time, but real time, this moment, here and now. And this feeling of being available naturally arises. We were headed here, so of course we are alert to it. And you have to be alert to your own availability till those times that you don't. But we don't know what those times are going to be. So we are inclining towards this availability from the very beginning. From the very, very beginning. And now this knowing of being available arises naturally. It's a felt sense in the body. It's a felt sense in your aliveness, your vitalness. It's a felt sense emotionally and a thought. And it's a felt sense in the etheric. We don't do all of those things, but I'm pointing this out for you to realize how deep, penetrative, and spread alertness to availability is. Can you acknowledge your own availability? Can you acknowledge the effort, the commitment? It's there and you know it's there and you appreciate, you have gratitude that it's there. It's confirming being available to the moment and therefore being able to have access to the moment and how the moment unfolds, thus access to dancing with life. Really, take a second or two, or three, or 10, or 30. There's a felt sense of this, this recognition in this deep way. That grounding of the first ground is starting to be present, whether we recognize it or not, just here. And we turn, having realized that we have choice by being available to the moment and the moment available to us, we have choice. We choose to align, again, wholesomely motivated, as best we're able, skillfully executed, this aligning, implemented, surrendered to, aligned with. What is the feeling for you right now of aligning in the heart area? How does your body respond to aligning? Body as a whole or in parts? And as mental activity, what's it like? All felt sense and all three questions. And there arises this moment when we are having the experience of being aligned. Being aligned feels like this. There may be all sorts of surrounding conditions, including the sleepiness of the after-lunch sit. But this knowing that aligning feels like this, alignment feels like this, is not inhibited by that. It's just the way that it registers that's inhibited. And then we experience this mind state, this capacity, this empowerment of being available and aligned. Available and aligned. The mind may feel a little collected and unified, or a lot collected and unified. the sense of calm abiding may be already emerging right here, available and aligned. A certain one-pointedness. Attention is here in a way that it's being one thing at a time. Aligned, available, available, aligned. This collected and unified mind can relax a little. It's got a ground. It knows what it's about. This relaxing creates a softening to our experience so that we're not meeting our experience with a hard, closed way, but a soft way. And yet, this ground, this available aligned ground, this first ground, creates a backbone that's strong, shoulders that can carry the load, shoulders that can stand under. Soft front, strong back. Relaxed, softening into here and now, here and now. In my personal sits, I often get no further than this. So satisfying, so available, just here. Opening the world to the world of 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows through the Satipatthana instructions, the four Satipatthanas, the four foundations, the four establishments of mindfulness, a map of orientation towards our experience. We gently turn. We don't rush. We don't harshly, our focus does not become harsh, but rather it's a gentle turn, and the knowing is bright and receptive, this knowing of the physical body through physical body consciousness. Posture. Sensation. The felt sense of each. The elementary nature of that which we call body. feeling the earth element in the body. To the degree that we know there is a body, and therefore there is embodiment. Inviting the earth element to rest on earth. This heavy, firm, hard, just naturally rest on earth. We don't have to push it down or hold it down. We just stop hovering. And it naturally occurs. There's a relaxation into earth. This feeling of stillness. Breath is freer because we're resting on earth. The breath may move through the whole body more readily. We're not focusing on it. It's just a passing that we're noticing. Even the posture may change a little. The support of Earth giving us more possibility. The heart may feel more safe, but to be softer. This feeling of being available and aligned may get enhanced through this Earth element. Not always. But maybe for you today. If the mind is moving towards a kind of sleepiness, move the attention more. Notice the different qualities and move around with it. If the mind is moving towards over-efforting, just notice the stillness. We balance our practice as we go. From this stillness of the earth element, we deliberately, as skillful means, coming from a wholesome motivation, we turn to the wind element. If, again, there's a sleepiness, then let the movement, the birth of the inhale, its duration, you do dum, dum, dum. Its cessation? Is it a slow or fast sensation? Picking up the brain. Is there a pause after the inhale? Is it one beat, two beats, three beats? Does the exhale start in a burst or a slow release? Not controlling, but using interest in the specifics to brighten the mind if you're a little sleepy. If your mind's already jumpy, don't notice all of this specificity. Stay in just the in and out, the rising and falling, to let your mind calm down. Drop in more in its availability. Skillful means. And now we take the breath and reflect. Movement is what? Movement is energy. This breath, therefore, is bringing the energy of aliveness to the body. We feel the aliveness in the body, but we can also feel it in its own incorporated form, in just this vital consciousness that can recognize our life force. We practice increasing it by our workouts, our aerobic workouts, our diet, our rest, our doing Tai Chi, Qigong, Aikido, prana, many kinds of pranayama. This life force tied directly into the nervous system. When it's refreshed, the nerves are refreshed, more likely to be able to relax rather than stay in low grade, turned on, low grade excited, low grade reactive. Again, in many a sit, you've sat right here in this vital consciousness. Being with the breath, you got settled in and you started using this consciousness, not just physical body consciousness. It's inevitable. Happens so naturally. And in this vital body consciousness, well-being may be more available, more felt sense, a kind of liveliness to the curiosity, or curiosity is available, you go, oh, this is where curiosity lies, right here. It's naturally arising. Effortless and yet directed. Effortless yet intended. And then we notice that we can follow this direct feeling of vitality into that dimension of consciousness that knows emotions and thought. This ocean of consciousness that has endless potential to notice, create, generate thought and emotions, emotions and thoughts together separately. A blur of the two. And we're just aware of it as capacity of consciousness. It gives us space around our experience of emotions, space around our experience of thoughts. It means that the mindfulness has a way to be really there, being mindful in the felt sense of emotions and thoughts. This very aliveness, able to soothe it. Not trying to damper down strong emotions, but to have a wise relationship to them. Your emotional body just now, just open to it. It may feel very tender doing this. It might feel sweet. It might feel a little bit walking on tiptoe for you. And then feeling the three together, this entwined, interlocked, manifest level of conscious dimensions, the physical body, the vital body, and the emotional thought body. This pyramid of the three becoming one, and we are really awake to what a manifest body is. Ah, I term this the biospace suit, that we wake up to realizing that the body is like a space suit for us to live in this atmosphere. Just as you would have a spacesuit in Mars, so our body, the way it's constituted, the mind, the way it's constituted, allows this awareness to be in life, to be appreciated, not scorned, judged, compared, fixed, but appreciated. There's time for each of those in discernment, but as a habit of treating this precious birth, this consciousness that is self-reflective and knows it's self-reflective and can reflect on its own self-reflection, and we're going to complain. And likewise, we start to feel through the vital body this other level, this other capacity, this other dimension of consciousness. May the etheric body be felt. May the etheric body of consciousness be known. The energy gets more and more subtle there with the breath. You can keep the breath through this whole rest of thing, although it will fall away at times. But there you are in this soft relationship with aliveness itself. And then it's like you're investigating, what is aliveness? Oh, it's so subtle, this energy of aliveness. Whoa. It's so big, this energy of aliveness. It's so spacious. And you have moved to the capacity of consciousness that is the etheric body of consciousness. Again, you can have the breath in the background as support, having this inward staying that you have established in the first ground. So vital, so useful. You are not containing all of the etheric body, but rather that etheric level of consciousness is containing all of the manifest. So it is a kind of surrender, a letting go into, a softening in such a way that you can feel it. Remember to act as though we're not creating an idea in our head and going and looking for it in our experience. We're taking our experience and a fashioning in time an idea of it. It's sometimes skillful to repeat, may the etheric body be felt, may the etheric body be known. The spaciousness of it, such vast space, empty space, but not dead space, filled with this electricity from awareness that emanates through it. Steady, steady. If you start to drift off, get in closer to it. See more detail. If you start feeling overwhelmed by its significance, you pull back a little ways. Here the subtle version of all of the elements are. So we've already seen subtle space, just energetic space. Earth element is here, wind element is here, fire element is here in its subtle form, as is the water element. And even this vast consciousness that the Buddha sometimes refers to, not that often, but sometimes he will name the four regular elementary natures of consciousness, of being actually, and other times he will add space, and still other times consciousness itself. This knowing that's in this space that's so energetically alive is knowing as capacity. This space is called Akash in traditional Indian language, Akash. And in the West, we have what's called the Akashic Fields, which is various people's attempts to try to capture what this subtle body, this etheric body, knowing is. You can feel the knowing capacity. Knowing capacity is being known. knowing capacity is being felt, naturally arising. Here in the etheric, one can imagine letting go of grasping, letting go of aversion. Naturally doing so. And the heart, this subtle capacity, this subtle energy found here, utilizing this dimension of consciousness, this relatedness, heart feeling, related, this responding heart feeling, this free of contraction heart. The emotional thought, the dimension of consciousness, utilizes this. This is why it's possible. You can get very steady here, very still. You can feel yourself at times dropping into a very deep concentration. You can feel it become so still, so satisfying, that there's no inclination to move out. Objects may sort of appear in front of you, but you don't bite, you don't go for them. You much prefer this quiet, peaceful, clear stillness. Yet you remain available to respond rather than react. But now you're just resting back in. Watch your tendencies to try to possess it, to be able to master it all, know it all. I'm going to be a cartographer and map it all out. Be something to do with your time. Not sure that has much to do with freeing the mind heart, but you're welcome to do what you want with your time. So we're amused. We're not taking ourselves too seriously. Before you ever thought about this dimension of consciousness, it was already here. And if you stop thinking about it, it's going to be here same way. But in our awareness, we gain choice. We gain empowerment to choose non-suffering. We gain empowerment to see in the first place what is suffering and what is non-suffering. In this space, there's not strong attachment. So we learn what not being attached feels like, and that it's safe. Strong in the back, soft in front. Heart open and available. Backbone there, a firmness of our commitment, a clarity, a natural clarity to not get seduced by wanting or not wanting or getting all confused, deluded. Deliberately letting loose of your focus on the etheric and returning now to the vital. It may feel more calm now, or the life force is more subtle. It's got more of a vibratory feeling, or you're feeling resonance, or it's just the same. And likewise with the emotional thought dimension of consciousness. It's quieter. There's a larger sense of space around it. You see its impersonal nature more. You're having insight. Oh, look at this. Insight its impersonal nature. And yet how tender it is that one human being in this manifest level of life is confronted with, has the great bountifulness of this huge stream, unending of emotions and thought. Maybe a whole new appreciation for how the ego has handled those all these years. And now you have a practice form that may do a lot of that for you. So the ego does not have to be so involved in this. Gets more out of the way to the side. Always respecting emotions and thought. But less and less getting contracted into a me and mine. Great respect. We would not want to be without them. So our aliveness of the vitality, our emotional and thoughts, and the vitality of emotions and thought, and the relationship between the two, all felt in this fathom-long physical body through physical consciousness. Ah, oh, now I'm oriented. I see what it's to be present now in a new way. This fullness of being present, the richness of being present, includes all four of these dimensions of consciousness. Already I've had these experiences in my daily life, but not known them. As children, maybe, as a young person, as the age you are now, available to life starts to take on a more differentiated meaning. Available to practice in life takes on a more differentiated meaning. Available to your own experience through the Dharma in life takes on a more differentiated, different parts, different implications. You start to go, oh, so there's some way of moving that I've not even noticed, that that's really a more core form, closer to the reality of energy. I can't get there yet, but I feel this possibility. I feel more in harmony with what is. Or not. Another day, another sit. Nobody's in a hurry. Nobody's going anywhere. There's nobody to go anywhere.